From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. Today, with new music from some old favorites, The Shins and Arcade Fire, and from bands you may not know yet, Apostle of Hustle and Menomina. But first to the most anticipated album of 2007 from a band that made what I think is the best record so far this young decade, Arcade Fire. In late summer 2005, Arcade Fire released a creative and powerful debut CD called Funeral, and then, for the most part, Silence. For those waiting for something new from the Montreal art rock band, the wait is almost over. This Christmas, Wynn Butler and bandmates put out a track from their soon-to-be-released CD Neon Bible. In the spirit of giving, the song's proceeds are going to charity. But when the song hit the iTunes music store, it was quickly discovered that the wrong track was uploaded. So there are some lucky Arcade Fire fans with now two tracks from the Neon Bible, one called Black Wave, Bad Vibrations, and this tune called Intervention.
They're cutting off the throne, but tell them you're not home. No place to hide. You're fighting as a soldier on their side. You're still a soldier in your mind, still nothing's on the line. You say it's money that we need, as if we're only mouths to feed. I know no matter what you say, there's some debts you'll never pay. Working for the church while your family dies. You take what they give you and you keep it inside. Every spark of friendship and love will die without a home. Hear the soldier groan, we'll go at it alone. I can taste the fear. Lift me up and take me out of here. Don't wanna fight, don't wanna die, just wanna hear you cry. Who's gonna throw the very first stone?
tune by Arcade Fire is called Intervention, complete with pipe organ and orchestra. Merge Records is shooting for a mid-March release date. National Anthem of Nowhere is the name of a record by another band from Canada that they're called Apostle of Hustle. They're based in Toronto. Andrew Whiteman heads Apostle of Hustle. You may have heard his guitar playing with the group Broken Social Scene. And if you're not familiar with them, you can hear their music in our archives. I've only heard one song from the Apostle of Hustle's new record, and I quite loved it. The song's called My Sword Hand's Anger. Apostle of Hustle is the band, and that song was called My Sword Hand's Anger. A reminder that our series of concerts at the 930 Club continues in 2007 with music from Emily Haynes. Haynes is a part-time member of Broken Social Scene, and she'll be live online Wednesday, the 10th of January. Our website has all the details. And if you're listening to this and it's past the 10th of January, you should know that we will archive this concert, along with all the other amazing shows we've done in the past few years. Full concerts online at npr.org. Our next band's called Of Montreal, but they're not from Canada. They're from Athens, Georgia. The band is the creation of Kevin Barnes. At first listen, they sound like a nice pop band, but Kevin Barnes' creations are often interesting stories filled with delicate, psychedelic wanderings. Their new album's beautifully packaged with fractal-like images created by his brother David Barnes. The titles are a mouthful. This CD's called Hissing Fawns, Are You the Destroyer? This song's called We Were Born, The Mutants Again with Leafling. We'll be right back.
instructions. Still she takes my photo to bed. No Olympus could incite identity destruction. Our particles are in motion.
The band's called Of Montreal, and the CD Hissing Fawns, Are You the Destroyer, comes out the 23rd of January. Madeline is a 21-year-old singer-songwriter, also from the creatively fertile Athens, Georgia. She's been performing her songs since the age 16. Madeline made her initial mark as a singer for the local psychedelic pop band called the Sugar Shakers, but as a solo artist, she's already written a body of incredible folk songs in the spirit of the Carter family. Her roots seem more aligned to the punk scene. You'll hear that in her music. On her new album, Madeline captures a ghostly Southern Gothic atmosphere, adding backing vocals and what seems like an antique piano to her picked acoustic guitar. Let's give a listen to Good Houses from the album The Slow Bang.
Good and late surprises. Good reasons for waking, good friends with good family, with hearts overflowing from kindness from strangers, the will to survive when our hearts are all pounding, God knows we're alive. Good houses, decisions, you're married with children, sweet cages, I thought. With our backs to the wind and our faces to bend, all the rules and our feet cross the line. Apologies given to thin air can't listen, the vibrations don't hit your drum. On the hands that deserve this, the useless ears. Let's live in these
Madeline's CD is called The Slow Bang, and that song was called Good Houses. Portland, Oregon's the home of the Shins. The first time you might have heard the Shins was in the film Garden State. Natalie Portman introduced their music as music that will change your life, I swear. You may have heard the Shins also in the soundtrack to Wicker Park and SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie. The Shins make pleasant pop music, not life-changing music. Their new CD, Wincing the Night Away, gets a bit more adventurous, though. Here's a track called Phantom Limb.
Frozen into cars, white girls of the north. File past one, fire one. They are the fabled lambs of Sunday Ham, the HS Norm. And they could float above the cars in circles if they tried. Late in power, I know. To keep some hope alive that a girl like I could ever try, could ever try. So we just skirt the hallway signs, a phantom and a flower. This is that foreign land for the
The third CD by The Shins is called Wincing the Night Away, and that song's called Phantom Limb. I never know what it means, but it happens a lot. I randomly pull music out of a stack of CDs, and sometimes, magically, there are connections. After listening to The Shins CD, I pulled out a CD by Menomina. I loved it. Quirky, creative, filled with baritone saxophones, glockenspiel. I'm a sucker for the glockenspiel. And there's other noise-making gear there as well. Turns out, like The Shins, this band's from Portland, Oregon. Give a listen to this song. It's called Evil Bee by Menomina. I'm Bob Boylan, along with producer Robin Hilton. Michael Cullen did the engineering. Don't forget, you can podcast our show. There's a link on our homepage for that. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Tea.